Look at the next slide. What do Titus 2, godly older women, what should be the goal of every woman to become? It's in verse 3. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women. Now look up. Ladies, what I'm going to share with you right now should be the goal of every one of you if you're college age or down. Every one of you. You should say, when I grow up, this is what I want to be. Now, if you're college age and up, this is what God expects you to be. This is actually the curriculum for women. Just like I just read to you, the curriculum that the church was teaching the men to be. This is what Bible study small groups should focus you toward. Okay? Now, look back at that slide. And this, let me read the right-hand panel. Godly older women are reverent in behavior. That means they live holy in an unholy world. Secondly, they're not slanderers. That means that when they speak gracefully in a world that's graceless. Number three, they're not given to much wine. What is that, a drinking guide? No. They discipline their appetites in an undisciplined world. Number four, they're teachers of good things. They have a goal to model godliness in the midst of an ungodly world. They become representatives of God. And finally, they admonish. What is admonish? The word nutheteo means they place God's word. They invest in others in a detached world. They invest the word of God. They attach themselves and put the word of God on people's minds. Now, look up from the slide. Just the first one, reverent in behavior, is the most gripping picture for me because every woman of God should have this picture in their mind. And the word, it says reverent in behavior. The word that God gave is, in Greek, it's the word hiteropropes. It's a compound word. Hetero, heteron, is the word for temple in Greek. Propes is representative. Now, remember, I told you in the first class, the first law of textual interpretation or understanding the Bible is, what did the Bible mean as it was read the first time to the target audience that letter was written to? Now, wait a minute. What I mean by that is, we're reading Titus 2, which is from Titus 1, which says in verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of God, to Titus. Whoa, that's amazing. In verse 5, I left you in Crete that you should set in order the things. So this is a letter from God through Paul to Titus to a congregation that got this letter on the island of Crete, and Titus took the scroll, unrolled it, stood in front of the congregation, and read these words to them. And when he read that word, a picture flashed in the mind of every single person in the congregation. Why? Heteropropes is something they'd seen their whole life. They saw women who represented the pagan gods at the temples of the Greco-Roman world. Now, I'll give you a quick word study, okay? This one is, I love taking people on tours to the land of the book and actually take them to the sacred ways and tell them this story. And here's what it is. In every town of the ancient world, here's a town. And outside of town, so town, temple, all the cities, let's say city, because little tiny towns didn't have this, but every Greco-Roman city, here's the city, and at least a mile, it was regulated, at least a mile outside of town was the temple. The connection between the city and the temple, and this is where the gods lived. There was a road, and it was called the Sacred Way. You go to any city of the ancient world. You go to Corinth, you go to Ephesus, you go to Pergamum, you go to any city of the, Rome, every town, Athens. We just took a group to Athens, and I walked them down this sacred road. It's still there in the archaeological park. You can walk on it. It connected the people in the city to the temple of the gods. But watch. When you start on the sacred way, right here, after you got out of town, got on the sacred way, you came to a gate. And by the way, the whole, there was a temple precinct. They had a kind of a little wall around the thing. And here's the gate. And at that gate, you would be met by a heteropropase. What would they be? Always a woman, dressed in white, that would come up to you and say, are you coming to Zeus? Are you coming to Athena? Are you coming to whoever, to the god of that temple? And you go, mm-hmm. And she'd say, go take a bath and put change your clothes into the temple where? So you had to, at the gate, go into the changing rooms, take a little bath, put on a robe, because you were going to see the god. Now watch. She didn't just turn you loose. After you got dressed, she said, are you ready? Follow me. And that woman walked reverently down the sacred way and took you to meet the god. She was the representative of God. Now, look back at the card. Reverent in behavior means God wants every woman to desire to live a holy life in an unholy world. Now look up. Do you know what that means, young lady? You should go through life looking at people and say, would you like to know the true living God, the one that created the universe, the one that created me, the one that came down in human flesh and died on a cross and forgave me of all my sins? Would you like to know him? Then just follow me. Because I'm going toward him with my life. And if you follow me, you're heading toward him. Is that what most of us think about? Is that what you have been trained that your whole goal in life is? This is the first and highest priority that God gave to every woman. To start preparing to live a life of being a representative of God everywhere you go.